Hello, it's Rohan. Today we don't have a regular meditative story for you. Instead, I've written a special meditation based on stories from my own life. It's just something I want to share. Before we start, I'm sending appreciation to Salesforce for their sponsorship of Meditative Story. While you may know them for their role in bringing companies and customers together, Salesforce also works to improve the state of the world by sharing the stories of leaders who are making positive changes. They believed in Meditative Story before we had our first listener. Okay, let's get going. So, I'm thinking a lot about transitions. The temperature dropping as seasons shift. Winter starting to bite. 1 year clicking into the next. Closer to home, the city where I live moving from one level of restriction to another. Closer still, my son no longer just a child, but a school child. He's just finished his first term at school, having transitioned seamlessly into the routine of Monday to Friday life. He's loving the learning, and it's a daily delight to see him soaking it all in. But part of me does miss the naivety of before. But his excitement when I drop him off in the morning is the right kind of infectious. Hair already ruffled, and blue school blazer a size too big for him. His little body alive and upright, his smile ready. His head loose on the top of his spine, looking for the first friend to run up to. Watch out, we're going to make some mischief, Daddy. So let's start our meditation time together by embodying Arne's little big energy. Back upright, bringing alertness and vivacity. The head sitting soft, hosting a smile. Soft, open, but alive and ready for connection. I've made a thing of transitions in my day, especially the big ones. If you arrive home from work and aren't careful, you can bring all the stresses and drama from your workplace into the first conversation you have with your partner or your first interaction at home. At least I can. So I used to use the act of walking through the door as a reminder to reset, to let go, to give my family the gift of freshness. But like I suspect many of you, this year many of the thresholds which allow these transitions to happen have collapsed. Going from work to home is now just a spin of the home office chair. The space we work out, eat out for much of the year has all been the same. No natural transitions of the commute, the school run, the front door. I get so much from those transitions, from those thresholds, those liminal moments. I need them. Moments of change. Spaces for starting again. Spaces where I find rest. And without the pressure of always being on, where I find my best ideas. So I've taken to building them. Engineering thresholds. Walking out the house at the end of the workday so I can enter it again as a family space. Little rituals, invisible to the naked eye. The holding of a cereal bowl in two hands, votive. A long glass of water, a new start. Each doorway in my house, a portal. So let's pay attention to the small transitions. The ones whose potential is always here, but sometimes overlooked. The place where the in-breath and the out-breath meet. Yes, it's subtle, but there is a spot, a moment, a no-thing, where breathing switches directions. In fact, there are two. Let's see if you can find one. The one at the end of the in-breath and before the out-breath is the easiest. See if you can put your attention here, at the turning point of the breath, after the in-breath ends and before the out-breath begins. I'll give you a moment to do this. Here's the thing to know. When we put our attention in a place of peace, subtlety, and creative potential, that's what our mind becomes. Mind follows attention. It's worth saying again, I think. Mind follows attention. Resting here at the threshold in the breath. Neither one thing nor another. The threshold of the breath, often overlooked. Not today. Not by us. Resting here. Letting it draw the mind quieter and quieter. Okay. About 7 years ago, I got a t-shirt made, based on a classic. You know the type. The original design was by a Dutch design collective called Experimental Jet Set, with the words John and Paul and Ringo and George. That first set also had ones for the Rolling Stones and the Ramones. Mine, though, had the names of the meditation teachers who'd influenced my practice the most. And one of them, Rob Bebea, died this year. The youngest on the shirt. I think I'm still transitioning from a world with Rob in it to one without him. Just saying that is a lot. Rob and I spoke about lots of things, but when it comes to transitions, one stands out. What would it be like to look? He always presented instructions as invitations, which I loved. What would it be like to look at the line between meditation and non-meditation? This turned into something massively important to me, so let me invite you into it too. The line between that we call meditation and that we don't. If at the end of a meditation you completely switch your attention and attitude as you transition into the rest of your day, it's a lost opportunity. But if you take some care and allow the quality of your awareness and curiosity to flow into what's next, then the line between meditation and non-meditation becomes more fuzzy. And over time, you can do it so well that even the phrase ending a meditation doesn't make sense. So let's try. Shoulders relaxed. Face soft. Smiling like Rob would. Smiling like my son walking through the school's front door. And breathing. Riding the breath wherever it takes you. Dropping into the threshold space or wherever feels right. Dedicating this time to developing positive qualities of heart. All together in this wonderful, strange community, separated by time and space, but joined by this. And as we start to close the meditation, setting the intention, entertaining the idea that with the right transitional energy, the line between meditation and that which is not collapses, was never there. Paying attention to transition, to see through transition. Thanks, Rob. You were the best. And thank you. You were right too. See you later. On behalf of the team at Meditative Story, thank you for spending time with us today. We love creating the show for you. And if the show serves you in a meaningful way, we'd love to hear from you. Would you take a minute right now to write us a review in your podcast app? When you leave a review, it really inspires our team, and we're a group who derives so much energy from understanding how Meditative Story impacts you. It's also a way for you to pay it forward by helping others discover the show. So if leaving a review speaks to you today, we'd really appreciate it.